This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 8:45, your chance to win some great prizes on a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We have tickets to go see Whitney Cummings in concert, Deftones at Capital One Arena. We'll play Junkie Shootout. That's at 8:45. Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach, joins us at 9:45. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Makes you great. Now, Mike,
you'll have to remind me the audio that you have of Dan Quinn because I was too busy completing my order for Temu. For my golf training aids, my first ever Temu order.
How many thousands of dollars do you think you've spent on golf training aids since you were a teenager?
I've had them all.
I mean, your tin cup when he's in the bus or in the RV.
If you had put that money into like Apple or Google, or Bitcoin, right. Oh my God,
you know what?
So rich.
So if you would have put a certain company stock in Apple, you'd have been a lot better.
You're
off
absolutely
too.
Right.
Right.
Definitely true. Not disputing that one bit.
I mean, anyway. You had the Medicus back in the day, which
I still
was
have
the,
it.
You still have it. That's the golf club that falls apart when you bring it back.
If you have the perfect swing, it'll stay functional.
Yeah. I actually thought it was revolutionary at the time. I got a lot of training aids. I need help.
He's trying to.
He must have had a bad round yesterday.
He's trying to improve himself.
And that's a very good point, JP. You wouldn't have been buying training aids if you're balling.
All nice. I know you had to have played golf yesterday the way you were dressed.
I did, but I had to leave. I had to leave because I had to get to the O'Connell Holy Cross.
Oh, how long did it take you to get there? I predicted 75 minutes.
Do you know what's shocking? I got there in 37 minutes.
Wow, no traffic. There's no traffic.
There was like no traffic on the belt. I just took the beltway to 66.
Okay, yeah.
And
it's right
into
there.
The city, you know. It's right there.
Yeah, you got lucky.
And
where is O'Connell? I have no idea.
Arlington's middle of Arlington.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not that far from my old spot, my old haunt, Chasing Tales of Westmoreland. It's like, it's not far at all from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, big win for the Tartans. You don't know what a tartan is.
I don't.
Nope.
Tartan, it's something Scottish. It's like a piece of cloth or...
You're right.
Of course, I'm...
And listen...
I know everything about Scotland. Loch Ness Monster, tartans, Mike Myers doing Scottish accents for Shrek. I mean, I know everything about Scotland.
Holy Cross has been a great school for my daughter. She's a sophomore there. And I'll be completely frank. We went there because it's got a great...
Bagpipes.
It's got a great volleyball program, but when I found out that the mascot or whatever the team name was a tart with a cloth, it was hard for me to wrap my brain around.
But here's what I like. It's original. It's not
definitely
like,
original.
Hey, we're the Holy Cross Wildcats, or we're the Holy Cross Tigers.
No, we're the Holy Cross. No, we're the cloth.
You're the Holy Cross Tartans.
Yes.
I actually kind of like it.
Yeah. Do they shorten it a little bit? Tarts? They call them the Tarts?
No.
probably not. Because I mean, that means the girls might be a little bit spicy.
Oh, yeah,
you don't want that sort of connotation.
No.
With the team.
But nice win yesterday, and I'm sure they'll see them down the road again.
Right.
So, good. All right, so give me the... give me the Dan Quinn stuff that you
there's
have.
Audio of him on the sidelines in the Browns game. It's also kind of a visual. You can see him animated with all the guys, and he has a nickname. He calls his defense a nickname.
Mm, all right.
Come on and hit! Tack, running and hit! Boom! Attaboy! Yeah! Keep hunting. Keep hunting, bro.
I appreciate
you.
Jaden loads one up towards the army run. He's got him!
Ask the wolf. Yeah. Ask the wolf.
You're wolf, right?
Yeah.
You're
wolf, man.
Wow.
Calls everybody
you're a wolf.
You're a wolf.
Some people
wolf.
Were taking that to mean, well, the Commanders are going to change their name to the Wolves.
No. I'd be psyched if I was called a wolf.
Right?
Yeah.
You hear Bram there making the call, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Bram has been the voice of the Redskins for a few years now.
Yep.
And he's, you know, a guy that we know him for, what, 20-some years?
Yep.
Bram, I was listening to Bram on Kime's deal as I was driving in. And I thought Bram made an excellent point, you know, about this offense. And, you know, the fact that we're leading the league in scoring is just unbelievable. But it's not like, and this, I give credit to Bram for pointing this out. It's not like we're taking advantage of like fumble recoveries or interceptions where we have short fields. Like that's happened like twice, a kickoff return and maybe one other, maybe it was a turnover or something, but pretty much they're just marching down the field and scoring 31 a game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the beneficiary of just starting in the red zone and getting gimme points.
They're scoring at will.
They're kind of scoring at will, kind of. Like, they're kind of scoring every time they touch the ball.
Right. He'd be that a game where they didn't punt.
I brought up the stat yesterday. They're averaging 3.3 points per possession, which is absurd. It, like, tracks with some of the most prolific scoring teams in the league.
Yeah.
In the league's history.
And I know I've said this, and I know that there are old heads like us out there that can relate. I haven't felt this way since 91. And that doesn't mean we're going to win a Super Bowl or anything like that. But it just means, like, I haven't felt like we could score every time we have the ball. Literally, in 31, 32, 33, right. whatever year it is. 33 years.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bizarre feeling.
Larry Bird, number of years.
Yeah. All right, so Valdez also has more audio. I think this is of Frankie Louvu, who had a monster day on Sunday.
I got to ask you about your head coach, because there's not a single person in the world. I've covered this league for over 10 years now. Everyone has something good to say about Dan Quinn. It's pretty cool. Like, everyone loves him. He's the architect of the lead in the boom, fast, stingy, versatile. That literally sounds like you. What has it been like so far to work with Dan Quinn, who never worked with you before, but wanted you in his building?
Man, I wish I was playing for Dan Quinn my whole 7 years in the league. I mean, dude is just a solid, solid coach, solid person, father, like, man, mentor, and every category that you think a G should be at. He always said that, like, be a G. Man, that's the EQ.
Wow.
It's great to hear. By the way,
hear a better compliment than that, right?
I saw an article, I think it was by Doug Farrar, and I'm not sure who's with now, but he's one of the analysts.
Or something, right?
And he called Louvu's insertion into Dan Quinn's defense as diabolical.
Uh-huh.
And I know that all preseason you were hoping that Dan Quinn would unlock Jamin Davis.
Yeah.
But what he's doing is getting Louvu to be the Micah Parsons.
Yeah, so far, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's definitely the really star good of that group. And Wagner, too.
Has he been,
by the way, a lot of back patting from you about Jamin Davis in the preseason.
Yeah, I haven't noticed a lot of that.
Well, he did play 25 plays.
How many times did you do this in the preseason? Told you about Jamin Davis.
Yeah. Well, hey, he's still
done
there.
Nothing.
He's still there. He 23 plays.
He's on the team.
Yeah, he's on
lucky.
The field.
He's lucky.
Played more than the number one draft pick 2 years ago.
That is true.
Manny Forbes, I think, played 4 plays.
This is quite the honeymoon phase, I think, everyone's in with Dan Quinn and this team.
Well, it's easy to be in a honeymoon phase when you're scoring 30-plus points per game.
That's what we said.
And you've got a stud quarterback.
It all just takes wins.
Right.
Right? And everything looks great.
Well, and you talk about everybody. You saw the turnout at the stadium.
Yeah, turnout was unbelievable.
What are tickets going for in Baltimore?
Oh, they're pricey.
They're but expensive. I think I saw like the cheapest like nosebleeds.
Yeah.
I saw were like $240, $250
right
before fees.
If you could get free tickets from
Sam Weiner.
Yeah. Would you go? Or would you rather watch it home?
I mean, I guess I used to watch it at home.
Yeah.
But 1 o'clock games are games I would go to.
Aftermarket tickets right now, according to ESPN.com, $262 is the cheapest ticket.
Wow.
Now by comparison, like Cards Packers, $115. If you want to go see Colts Titans, if you want to blind yourself with bad football, $46 gets you in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks Saints, $58.
It's going to cost you, if you have a family of four, it's going to cost you $1,500 to go to that game.
Easily.
Yeah.
You think there'll be a lot of Commanders fans in the stadium?
I don't know.
There'll be some, but
I don't think there's that much room. It's all purple typically, right?
Weren't there a lot in Arizona?
There were a lot of Arizona.
That's different. That's Arizona. Nobody cares about them.
Yeah, there's actually fans.
They can't fill their stadium.
Ravens fans, right?
Yeah, but
you guys aren't going to sell your tickets to Skins fans.
No, but the home opener looked a little empty. A lot of Raiders
fans
there.
What happens when?
I don't know about that.
What happens when the Steelers play the Ravens? There's a lot of black and gold.
I think it's a little overblown about how many Ravens fans are in M&T Bank Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they sell off a lot of their tickets.
If that's true, then we might. But I know me as a guy that makes too much money, I still wouldn't pay that. I personally wouldn't.
I know that's an outrageous sum to go sit where you can touch the flyover.
Right. Yeah. You don't
instead
want
of
that.
Being in the comforts of your own home.
That's a game where you need
buffalo chicken dip.
Where you need a ticket hookup. You need to know somebody.
Right. All right. So we've been talking about the rankings and where the Commanders are, like what kind of respect are they getting? And I can remember you should go to week one when we were like 32. Literally, it was a month ago. This same football team was being ranked 30, 31, 32. Now, a month later, their high is 4, Sports Illustrated, The Athletic. Pro Football Talk has them at 5. NFL.com, CBS Sports, the 33rd team, Sporting News, Fox Sports, Clutch, have them all 6.
Yep.
ESPN has them 7. So does USA Today, New York Post, Bleacher Report. I mean, legitimate news outlets.
They're not outside the top 10
in any
of them. That's
a weird, goofy fantasy thing that Cakes is into. Legit.
Yeah, I'm the only person in
fantasy. let me see. Yahoo Sports has him an 8. Walter Football, 8.
I don't know. Score, Walter, 8. How did Walter Football get on this list? I'm still stunned by Walter Football's glow up.
Yeah,
he just does a mock draft every week. Yeah.
Let me see. The lowest, let me see.
10, 9?
Looks like the Ringer has him at 15. NFL Trade Rumors, 14.
They haven't updated them. How are they only 14 or 15?
I don't know. Maybe they just don't believe. Maybe they're one of those guys that like look at the team records and go, they're not beating anybody. But I think some of those teams are better than records. So
that means teams like the 49ers, who are 2 and 3, are above them.
Maybe.
The Falcons,
maybe.
The Cowboys.
I don't think that record alone, I mean, you know, record is a factor, but it shouldn't be the sole factor.
It's not.
Yeah, you could have a worse record than us and be ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, depends on the look. It's all opinion.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll make it to 1 if they beat the Ravens?
Yes.
Do you think anyone will be that crazy to throw them at 1?
Well,
I don't think it'd be that crazy.
Right now.
I don't know. Probably the Chiefs.
If they're 5
Chiefs
and 1 and beat the Ravens,
I think we're
Chiefs or Vikings are probably 1 or 2.
I think we might be better. Than
I don't think
Vikings
it's a crazy
already.
Ranking if they beat the Ravens on the road to put them at.
There will
number
be
one
in some of those. I'm
yes.
Sure.
I think you're a little bit nervous about this game. I'm getting a nervous sense.
Of course, I've told you. They're the hottest team in the NFL. They have the best offense in the NFL. Of course I'm nervous.
Well, it doesn't really mean anything if you lose, though, because it's just it's a one-off.
Are they the hottest team in the NFL when there's 2 undefeated teams?
Hottest in terms of scoring a billion points every week?
Yeah.
It's the style points, I would say, yeah, definitely the hottest team.
Right. I mean, certainly. I would say over the last 3 weeks, we're definitely the hottest team.
I don't know.
It's only been 5 weeks played.
Chiefs won the Super Bowl and haven't lost since.
Yeah, but they haven't looked that great.
Haven't looked impressive. That's a perfect example.
Mahomes has 6 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Yeah, but they're still winning.
All they do is win.
Understood.
Great, but it shows they're vulnerable.
Yeah, but the style points. What's the
haven't they won
the
back-to-back Super Bowls?
They have.
Yes. And they're undefeated?
They have.
Well, that's why they're 1 in most of those. They got to be. Those power rankings.
Yeah, it's funny because I only have where the Commanders are. I can't go through everyone. That's just way too much effort.
But of course I am, because the Ravens' biggest vulnerability is the pass defense.
Are you vulnerable to a one-way bet like Drab was last week? Or
yeah,
no?
We
got to
think
have
of something.
Have you gotten to that point?
I was thinking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
The Drab thing was so organic, and you were so offended by the thought that they would lose to the Browns and not put up 30 points. But I feel like I'm the biggest Commanders hype man in this room.
It's kind of weird.
It's very weird.
You're doing a little reverse Lou Holtz.
I'm not doing a reverse. I'm trying to get you guys all fired up.
No, are you kidding? I'm super fired up.
No, I'm trying to get you guys to buy.
I personally think we're free rolling.
I know. I'm trying to get you guys to buy in instead of free roll.
I can't. It's hard for me to imagine that we can knock off the Ravens when literally a month ago I thought it was the worst defense I'd ever seen. So I was praying.
It's evolved.
Yeah, I guess it happens.
It's adjusted. It's evolved.
But it's hard for me to imagine.
Playing the Browns helps. Now, they did shove it on the Cardinals, who put up 24 this past week.
You're still in this mindset that you have an idiotic coaching staff that just rams their dumb brain into the wall week after week. This is a smart coach.
I don't think that about the offense. I don't think that about the offense.
I know. I'm just saying you have a smart coaching staff that adjusts. And has shown that they've adjusted.
Yeah, I don't know that we have the personnel to adjust, but maybe we do. I'm a little bit of a non-believer in the defense.
He has leftover trauma from Ron and all the clowns that preceded him.
You know how much crap I've been through the last 33
I know,
years?
It's time to shed all that scar tissue.
I'm trying.
Yeah, it takes years to do that.
Ask my wife if I'm happy on Sunday. She mocks me with my clapping that I do in the house.
Like a seal?
She walks around the house and she makes these clapping sounds because I'm getting all fired up watching the game.
She should be clapping there with you. She should be.
She doesn't like your clapping. Does she care?
She mocks me because I'm a loud clapper.
Well, she probably loud claps when she watches the U.S. Open. Do you mock her for that?
Yeah. No.
But no, yes.
Listen, I just added to the list of mocking of me in my house.
But yes,
my whole family mocks me.
You're damn right. I'm nervous about this game. Also because I need the Ravens to win.
You do
because
need
I can't.
Win.
I can't go the entire calendar year with Commanders fans holding that over my
specifically,
head.
Specifically, Jeff Walker will never let you live it down because he thinks you're a prime like Jaden Daniels hater. Correct? Like he's
well, I'm he not, definitely thinks Drab is.
Yeah, he thinks Drab.
I don't know. I don't understand
Drab
it.
Is.
Okay,
I don't understand it. I'm not a Jaden Daniels hater, yeah. but the Jeff Walkers of the world are making me dislike him.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
He comes in and talks about it every day.
He's not used. The younger Commanders fans. Yeah. They don't know how to act.
Well, you're right because they.
I know they don't know how to act.
They've never had success.
I know
they haven't had sustained success ever.
And they're doing this. They're doing this. Jaden's the best quarterback in the league. Jaden's better than Lamar. Jaden's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
And I'm trying to school the young Jeff Walker that they don't throw a parade for you if you have the best quarterback in the league. You don't get a ring for having the best quarterback in the league. So he can be narrow-sighted about
might,
that.
You can get a Super Bowl trophy for it.
You can have tunnel vision. Awesome. No, that's what I'm saying is you don't get the Super Bowl trophy for having the league MVP.
Right.
Ask Lamar. Right. Ask Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
doesn't happen
often,
like that.
Often you do. Like, you're giving me outliers.
I'm not giving you outliers.
They're not outliers.
It's not outliers. Just because you win
MVPs
the MVP
win all the time and don't win the Super Bowl.
Doesn't mean
Peyton
you
Manning
win the Super Bowl.
Won,
you may not hold
Peyton
on.
Manning, I believe, won 5 MVPs. He's got 2 Super Bowls.
Okay. It doesn't mean you win the Super Bowl that year, but if you've got an MVP caliber player, what accompanies that
one.
Typically sure. is a trophy.
Hey, I know, but this is why it's stupid, is because he's throwing the parade already. He has the cart before the horse.
If the Commanders,
well, you can't accuse me of that.
I'm not accusing you of that.
If the Commanders win the Super Bowl at some point, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Can we get a ring from the Commanders?
Think of all the motivation you can give to the all the volleyball teams with all the rings. Especially Commanders.
Look at my hand.
We don't get Commanders rings because we're not affiliated with the team.
I guess that's true.
It's true.
I'm just putting it out there into the universe.
True, we don't. The only thing we got a shot for Wizards.
I would love a Wizards ring.
That's going to be a while. Hey, Matt Myers, are you going to do an emotional hedge bet?
I haven't decided yet.
He doesn't like betting
TBD.
Against these guys. I'm telling you, emotional hedges are amazing. But you only do it when you're convinced you're going to lose.
Well, I'm not really convinced yet.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a prime spot for you then. Yeah. Because you're really going to be rooting for
the Bulls. I'll wait for the Super Bowl to do it.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.